Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy.
Triple M Rocks the Footy.
For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Is the officiating. Hoops, it all went horribly wrong.
It did, Tone. Look, the performance of Cronulla was superb for the opening half. But then for the Raiders to fight back from 22-6 down, get to where they were, where all the momentum was with them, and you did get the feeling that it was going to go right down to the wire. And then, look, officiating, call it a bungle, call it a farce, call it a stuff-up, call it whatever you like. Mm-hmm. It's a joke. It shouldn't be happening at this level. And you can understand across all levels of the game, from fans, from coaches, from administrators, why people are frustrated, because it was only last week that we were talking about the Curtis Scott forward pass to Suliasi Vunivalu. It was only last week that we were talking about the try to young Sean O'Sullivan that blind Freddie could have told you was a knock on, and we stuffed that up. The bunker is supposed to be fixing mistakes, not making them. And last night, not only did the touch judge make a mistake by putting his flag up, but then the bunker doubled down and made another mistake by awarding the try.
And I think that's where the frustration lies, Tony, in the fact that, you know, when the on-field officials get something wrong, it's in the spur of the moment. It's, you know, it's at a speed where they don't have a lot of time to actually sit back and consider their decision. They've just got to react, and we understand that. And when it gets sent up and the bunker's there who has all the time in the world, and generally they use it, you know, and they put us all to sleep for the basic decisions, yet when it goes up there and they can make everything okay and they can say, well, the guy's actually put his flag up. The referee's, it's come up here as no try. We've got time now to sit here and come up with the right decision to end the discussion.
Yep.
And was there enough evidence originally even to overturn the decision that it wasn't a knock on? There was not. If you watch that in full play, it was in real time. It was just a clear knock on, so it shouldn't not have got. And that's why the linesman put his flag up. I know that he shouldn't have, because, you know, the linesman probably needs to put their flag up when someone goes out.
Yep.
And rules on forward passes. I get all that, but when it went to upstairs, it should have just been ended right there. And that's why we have the bunker in place.
This whole play to the whistle. Look, that's valid, obviously, but isn't it the same thing? A touch judge putting up his flag, to me,
yep,
is a whistle. So those guys had every
absolutely
right to stop.
They did.
Every
of course right to they did.
And once they've stopped, the game should stop. There's no way that you can allow that try to stand. You're absolutely right, Gerds. That once it's gone to the bunker, they can have a look at that immediately.
Yep.
And they've overturned it. Extraordinary. We'll speak to Bernard Sutton. What did you make of it, Wendell?
Yeah, look, what the guy said too. As soon as that flag went up, I just thought, okay, that's obviously going forward. And then to let it go, and Katoa was the same. He sort of looked around and sort of gave himself up a little bit, and then he put it down. And then, as you said, I think Hoops, when they put their flag up, they can't make a decision on it.
I spotted this on. Yeah, it's a good point you make, Wendell. Yeah. I spotted this last night on social media, where Luke Phillips, who won a premiership with the Roosters back in 2002, playing fullback, and this year helped Brad Fittler with the New South Wales Blues as a referee's advisor, and then he's also helped the Penrith Panthers, just got a job with the Dragons recently. And look, he was a referee, and essentially what he does is he goes into clubs and he teaches people the rules and what they're cracking down on at the time and the parameters and all that. And he pointed out last night on social media, once the touch judge puts his flag up, you're actually not supposed to go to the bunker, full stop, end of story. So that's yet another stuff up on top of a stuff up.
So they're not on the same page. Everyone's on a different, you know, different page. And unfortunately for the Raiders, they've had the rough end of the pineapple for a lot of times this year. And even there was a forward pass there, which we'll go to later on. But I can understand Ricky.
Yeah, that's exactly just as frustrating for Ricky Stewart and the team, is that they were still, they clawed back. They picked themselves up after that decision. They go through, had every opportunity to score. They are going to score a try.
Yep.
And a forward pass decision is made, which on replay clearly isn't a forward pass.
The best line of the night, Tone, was Brayton Astor on Fox League when he said Ricky Stewart should call the cops because the Raiders have been robbed.
Yeah,
it was as simple as that.
Well, I tell you what.
Bad decision after bad decision. And look, you can't blame the officials for the Raiders missing the finals. That's a bridge too far. But on what happened last night, all the Raiders fan, the Legion of Green Machine supporters, and all the coaching staff and players, they're entitled to be filthy.
And
the thing that's left everybody fuming and steaming the most, Tone, is just the lack of common sense and feel for the game. And you got to say, when you look at the way that what occurred last night, transpired. And then even afterwards, there was waffle coming out of the NRL about, oh, we've reviewed the subjective process and the process is okay, but subjectively we got ourselves in a figure eight leg lock or whatever. No, you stuffed it up. Just say that you stuffed it up. And then finally they did come out and say, yes, we got it wrong.
It started in round one, didn't it? I mean, the start of the season, they got it so wrong. And we had the first, what, 15 or 16 rounds of a competition that hardly anyone recognised.
Yep.
And then mid-season to be able to come out and basically say, yeah, well, maybe that didn't work. So now we're going to go back to how it was. And then Bernard Sutton came out through the week and said, we're going to focus this week. I think he sent some sort of email to all the coaches saying that they're now going to focus on a certain area of the game, which is going to be the ruck and cleaning the ruck up. Well, don't we already have rules for that? Don't the coaches know the rules for that? So why, instead of focusing on what the coaches and the teams need to do, why doesn't Bernard just get his team in after what was a horror weekend last weekend with some of the worst decisions in relation to the Sullivan try, the forward pass by Scott where the linesman was right there? Why don't you get your own team in, and we can ask Bernard this when he comes on.
At 1 o'clock,
And say, well, let's focus on what we need to do, not so much on what the teams need to do, because we're not doing so well, and we've got finals in about 6 weeks' time.
Ricky Stewart, there was a couple of things you didn't hear there, which we will play to Bernard Sutton at 1 o'clock when we have a chat with him. Now, he says, of course, that this whole thing is what is driving people away from the game. He also said the bunker was a waste of money. He said there were too many people in the ear of the referees and the officials. I'm not sure that excuses those on-field gaffes. I mean, last night, the touch judge putting his flag up, doesn't matter how many people are in his ear during the week, he should be able to know whether that's the right thing to do or not.
That's just a brain fade from the poor bugger. Like, he's under pressure, he's on national television, you know, it's a cracking game, it's a close contest, and he makes a mistake. You can live with that. What I find really frustrating, and as we discussed only a moment ago as well, they doubled down. It went up to the bunker. Now, the bunker could have alleviated. We could have been speaking about, if the Raiders won, we could have been speaking about what a sensational game it was. Or conversely, if the Sharks get the cash and secure their position in the top four the way that they have, then we're speaking about the football rather than this. All the bunker had to do was agree with the on-field referee who sent it up as a no bloody try. So how did we convince ourselves? That it was a try.
Couldn't agree more.
That's what really, I think, a lot of rugby league people are just frustrated, and that is what is driving people away. I disagree with Ricky about the bunker. I think, like, as much as this is a monumental stuff-up from the bunker, you look at all the great tries that wingers score now. Nene McDonald the other week is a classic example. Yep. Now, if we don't have this technology, then we're probably not awarding those tries. So when it works properly, it's fantastic. But then when we get human error in there, I remember when the bunker first came out, Tom Greenberg said, our goal here, I said, what's the story? What are we hoping for in relation to the bunker? Like, in terms of mistake rates, we know there's human error when it comes to refereeing. You said, oh, we're going for 0%. Well, I'll tell you what, we're a hell of a long way from that mark.